This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As-salamu alaykum. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas-salam. Hayya 'alas-salam. على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم. We start off by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is worthy of all of our praise and our gratitude is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the first and He is the one that will always remain. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who possesses beautiful qualities that we learn from. We then send peace and blessing upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one that was not just sent as an example for us how to worship Allah, but also how to interact and deal with one another. We send peace and blessings upon the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family members, amma ba'd, thereafter. A man comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, give me some advice, tell me something. But what I want from you is something unique. قُلْ لِي قَوْلًا, tell me something that once you tell me, I don't have to ask anybody else. Something exclusive. Something that will help me in every realm and every aspect of my life. This should be sufficient. He says, قُلْ لِي قَوْلًا فِي الْإِسْلَامِ لَا أَسْأَلُ. After this, I don't need to ask anybody else. The Prophet ﷺ said to him, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. He says, say that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and after that, remain steadfast. And when you look at this hadith, on one hand, you expect a very complex answer from the Prophet ﷺ because this has to be, number one, exclusive. It has to be comprehensive. It has to include everything that he now doesn't need to go to anybody else. Basically, all of Islam needs to be right there. And Rasulullah ﷺ says, this will cover every aspect of your religion. And he says, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, number one, say that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. And then after that, be steadfast. And scholars break this up and say, how is it that these two sentences are so comprehensive that it covers every aspect of our religion? On the other hand, we see when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is approached by Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, in Hadith of Jibreel, and he's asked, tell me what is Islam? And Rasulullah answers, he says, Sadaqta. You know, tell me what is Iman, and what is Ihsan, and when is the Day of Judgment? And that in the Prophet said that he came to teach you your religion. He came in a form that he consolidated your religion in just five simple questions. But in those five questions, Jibreel asked about iman, belief in the heart. He asked about, actions. He asked about bringing those actions to your, verbalizing those actions. And in this hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ says, number one, قُلْ, say. آمَنْتُ, two, believe. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ, three, act upon it. And these are three different aspects of our religion that when they come together, all three of them have to come together. If what you believe in your heart is not in accordance to what you verbalize, then you have a problem. And what you verbalize, if that's not in accordance to your actions, then you have a problem. For example, if I have love for my children in my heart, but I fail to verbalize it, that love is of very little use. And if I verbalize it, but my actions show something else. If I tell my friend, I love you, but then I do things that contradict that statement, it's a problem. And this is where Rasulullah ﷺ is telling this companion that all three of these things have to fall into line. Number one, check your condition of your heart. What's inside of your heart? Number two, to affirm it, verbalize it. And number three, talk is cheap. Back it up with actions. In the Quran, so many places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, first, the people that believe, but believing is still not sufficient. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, you have to follow up with actions. Ali ibn Abi Talib, when he was elected as the Khalifa, he got up and his inauguration speech was, "O people, you are in need of a man of action, not a man of words." So, with verbalizing and speech, there has to be a follow-up with actions. But the problem that usually comes in, and this is where the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answers that in the last part of the hadith, says, "Summa istaqim." So many times, doing something, it may be easy because you only do it for a small period of time. Being good to your children, being righteous to your spouse, being productive at work, coming to the masjid, take any aspect of your life. Doing it is actually easy, but sticking to it is the difficult part. Watching your diet, easy. But sticking to that diet, difficult. Buying a gym membership, easy. We all have Planet Fitness memberships. But sticking to it, difficult. Going out and buying your wife flowers, easy. But expressing that love on a daily basis. Making your children feel special on their birthday, getting a cake, easy. But in your day-to-day interaction with them, making them feel special, difficult. And this is where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. Now the hard part. After you say you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first let iman sink into your heart. Then after that, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ, you have to be steadfast on it. And this is the hardest part. And one saying is that الاستقامة فوق القرامة. استقامة, to be steadfast on something. To do it on a regular base, a perpetual base. Without fail, being constant with it. فوق القرامة, it's greater than any type of miracle you can imagine. Because everybody starts it. But how many people stick with it? And the people that stick with it, they're the people that see change in their life. People that stick to their studies, people that stick to their work, people that stick to their health, people that stick to their relationships, people that stick to their ibadah. So many people come to the masjid and they want to have change in their life. And alhamdulillah, that's how we all should, you know, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then the hard part is sticking to it. So many times I tell myself that, you know, from now on, every Fajr I'm going to be at the masjid. Every Isha I'm going to be at the masjid. I'm going to read this much Quran. But then the hard part is following it up with actions. And even if I follow that up with action, the even more difficult is being steadfast on it. And the reason why this topic at this time of the year is important, because many of our children and many of our youth are now, have been in school for maybe 3 weeks. In the beginning 3 weeks, it's easy to do good. It's easy to pay attention to your studies. It's easy to, you know, do your homework, do your assignments. You're on task, you're on track. But now comes the hard part where shaitan slowly begins to shift you away. And the shift that happens, the dua in the Quran where Allah subhanahu teaches, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. The word tuzigh, it doesn't mean to take a 90 degree turn, a sharp left. That you are on the straight path, you're focused, you're paying attention to your relationships, you're paying attention to your studies, you're paying attention to your religion, and then you all of a sudden stop. Tuzigh means to slowly drift away. It's like when you let go of the wheel. You let go of the steering wheel and your car shifts away slightly. One assignment may be late. Today I'm too tired to spend time with my children. I've had a long day at work. And we begin to throw out these excuses. And the reality is, we don't need to give an excuse to anybody else. The first person that we give an excuse to is to ourselves. I tell myself I'm a good dad, but it's just today I'm tired. I tell myself I'm a good Muslim, but today I had a long day at work. I tell myself, yes, I'm going to stick to my diet, but today's, so whose birthday is it? It has to be someone's birthday. I got to have some cake. There has to be some reason to celebrate. I'll start from Monday. And this is where we stray away. Because we slowly, slowly shift away thinking that, you know what? Hey, I have a valid excuse. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that, look, the thing that you have to stick to is قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ and then سُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ. The unique part of this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ doesn't say, be steadfast on that. He just says, be steadfast. In every aspect of your life, be steadfast. In one hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ says, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. The most beloved action to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most beloved, the most dear action to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you pray 1,000 rakats salah. That you fast from sunrise past sunset till Isha, that you give all of your wealth in sadaqah. No. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the most beloved action to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is adwamuha wa in qalla. Adwamuha, something that you can do on a regular base. Every day without fail, if you can do it, no matter how small it is, you don't need to become a sheikh. You don't need to come to the masjid 5, 6, 7 times a day. If that's difficult for you, it's okay. You don't need to read the Quran cover to cover. You don't need to sit in a corner and say, Alhamdulillah, 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 1,000 times. Adwamuha, as long as you can do it every single day, before you go to sleep. The very famous hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to his daughter Fatima, and he says to Fatima, let me teach you something, and this will be all the help that you need. He says, before you go to sleep, say Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 34 times. Very simple. Nothing massive. But as long as you can do it every single day, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا. The most beloved action to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala isn't that you have a beard that comes all the way down to your belly button. No. that you wear a thobe that goes below your ankles. No. At whatever level you are at in your deen, in your religion, in your journey towards spirituality, in your journey to understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as you can be consistent. And then take this in every aspect of your life. You ask yourself, what can I do that I can be consistent at work? In my health, in my relationship with my children. If I can come home and before I turn on SportsCenter and watch ESPN all night long, if I can spend 10 minutes with my children, but I'm going to do this every single day. No excuses. Watch that relationship flourish. If in the morning, instead of sending them on the bus, and if you have to send them on the bus, again, that's fine. But I'm going to drive my children, or I'm going to pick my children up, or I'm going to spend 5 minutes with my wife where my phone is on the side. Let's talk. 5 minutes. But I'm going to give that 5 minutes every day. 5 minutes, I'm going to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to pour my heart out to Allah every single day. 2 minutes, I'm going to make dua. 1 minute, I'm going to read a surah from the Quran. Every morning, I'm going to read Qul Huwallahu Ahad 3 times. Something very simple. But, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ لِلَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. The hadith even says, even though it may be little, it's great in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you have istiqamah. You're steadfast in it. You don't move away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, when He says about praying salah, He says, أَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ. He didn't say just pray it. He says, be steadfast in it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the very famous narration that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was young. Even in his old age, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was young. He was 53 plus years old in Madinatul Munawwarah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is relaxing, and he has his head open, and Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu comes into the room, and he sees some white hair. In one narration, the white hair on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could be counted in one hand. That's how many white hairs he had, not many. And he says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, you become old, you have some white hair here. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, شَيِّبَتْنِي هُودُ أَخْوَاتُهَا. It's Surah Hud that made me old. And the Mufassirin said, they look into it, that what's so special about Surah Hud that has made the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam old? There has to be something that has weight. Something that gave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stress about Surah Hud. And they come down to one verse. And he said, this is the verse that made the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam old. And the verse is, فَاسْتَقِمْ. Be steadfast, كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. The way that you have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that, look, we all want to do good in our life. We all make resolutions. We all say that this is how it's going to be. I'm going to be a different person. But then hanging on to it, sticking to it, that's the difficult part. And you look at the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what you will see is that they, no matter what, were steadfast. In the face of adversity, they stood up, and you couldn't move them. The reality is, many people that try, whenever we try to do good, the one thing that makes us relapse is hardships. I used to be on a solid diet, but then a difficulty happened in my life, and I stopped. I used to go to the gym, but then this hard thing happened in my life, and I stopped. I was good with my wife. I was good with my children. I was good at work. But each time I face a challenge, I use that challenge to take 2 steps back in my life. When you look at the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every time they were faced with a challenge, they didn't take 2 steps back. But they rushed forward. Bilal bin Rabah is being dragged through the streets. And all he has to say that, you want, I leave Islam, but in return he says, Ahadun Ahad. One Allah, one Allah. Ammar bin Yasir, he can see his mother breathe her last breath. But yet, he doesn't turn away from Islam. قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ is telling this companion, that look, to bring comprehensive advice that will affect every aspect of your life, your health, your wealth, your social life, your spiritual life, is learn to build steadfastness. Learn to be perpetuous, to be continuous in what you do. People say, okay, how do I do that? How do I stick to something? Number one, like I said before, simple. Stop making excuses. Number two, understand what your priorities are. If your children are a priority for you, then prove it. If work is a priority, then prove it. If spirituality is a priority, then prove it. Set your priority that this is what will benefit me. Understand the benefits of your actions. Realize that not being steadfast is actually a sign of weakness. Whenever somebody jumps from one thing and then to another thing and then to another thing, from this job to that job, not being steadfast. And that's, you know, a problem that we have in our society. There are just so many options. It's a sign of weakness. But a person that can actually stick to it, imagine a resume that you're hiring somebody and they have 3 months of working here and 3 months of working there and 2 months of working there. Can you rely on that person? Can you expect this person to be a master at anything? And if this is your situation, then it's a time that we have a reality check. Stop jumping around. Be steadfast. And this is from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, from the Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. To build istiqamah, it's important that you motivate yourself. If anybody else or anything else is the driving force, is the motivation for you to do this thing, then it's going to go away. If I'm the driving force for you to be good with your children, then it's not going to last. If your spouse is a driving force for you to be good at work, or if somebody has to tell you, or if you have to watch a TikTok video to be motivated to go to the gym, then that motivation is very temporary. It's not going to last. And that's the problem that we have. There's no istiqamah there. To have istiqamah, you yourself have to be your motivation. Simple. When I understand that I need to read the Quran, that's when I'm going to be motivated to do it. When I understand that I need to lose weight, that's when I will lose weight. When I understand that I have to work on these relationships, when I understand I have to give time at work, then I don't need a boss around. I don't need somebody to look at my hours. Because I motivate myself. And that's where istiqamah comes in. So understand that you have to motivate yourself. And the last point, and we'll wrap up with this. To build istiqamah, you have to stop blaming others. Many times, I look at my relationships, and I look at the areas where I fall short, and I'm quick to blame others. That my relationship is bad with my father because of things that he's done. Or the reason why I'm not doing good at work is because so-and-so thing. Or the reason why I can't build a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is because of this. And the reason why I can't drop weight is because my wife brings dessert in the house. To build istiqamah, understand the blame game has to finish. And when you are motivating yourself, when you cut out the excuses, when you stop throwing on the blame, when you understand the benefits of your actions, when you set priorities of your life, that's when you will see that you will be motivated to stick to something. And like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. Say that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Be steadfast. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه الغفور. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا رسوله. أما بعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى tells us in the Quran ordering us إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد، اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for your mercy. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you make us people of actions. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take us beyond our words. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help us bring change in our life. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us istiqamah, make us people that are steadfast. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help us stick to the straight path. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after you have guided our hearts, do not let our hearts go astray. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after you have brought us to the deen, oh Allah, do not let us move away. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for guidance and we ask for guidance for our children. Oh Allah, we ask for unity amongst this community. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you bring our hearts together. Oh Allah, wherever there's a Muslim that is going through any type of difficulty, oh Allah, we ask that you remove that difficulty from their path. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those of our community members that are ill, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Brother Muhammad Darwish, he's having open heart surgery. Brother Amna Aziz, Razia Modi, Tahira Sharif, they're all ill. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give them shifa. Also, Dr. Amir Shakil, who is the president, who was the president of NTEC, he's on the board of the Kilda Masjid. He's ill. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them all a complete, everlasting shifa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them strength and gives their family members patience during these hard times. Those are our loved ones that have passed away, Brother Muhammad, Brother Shanawaz, Samir Sayyid, Dalit Jan, Mia Khan Bhatti. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon them. Of course, the family members of those that from the tragic incident in Allen, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cures and helps our community that we don't face these tragedies over and over. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal the hearts of those that are left behind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects our loved ones, that He protects our children. He protects the women in our community, the elderly in our community. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not test us. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not burden us more than what we can bear. Oh Allah, we ask that you forgive our sins, those that we have done intentionally and unintentionally. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for closeness to you. Oh Allah, we ask for Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask that you be pleased with us. Oh Allah, be pleased with us. Oh Allah, be pleased with us. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Aqim as-salah.
Please move forward and make room for other brothers. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya lis-salah, hayya lis-salah, hayya lil-falah, hayya lil-falah. Qad qamatis salah, qad qamatis salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كأصف مأكول. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
ص
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. We have just a couple of quick announcements as you head out. Just a reminder that our ICF annual fundraiser date has been set. It is November 5th at the Embassy Suites here in Frisco. So mark it on your calendars, and inshallah, I will see you then. Tonight we have the Girls Qiyam for high school and college sisters from Isha to Fajr Salah. You can RSVP at linktree.com/ICF youth. Monday we have a sandwich making event with the Kids Committee. That's on September 4th at 12 o'clock. It'll be making sandwiches for the needy. So please stop on by. That is going to be on the second floor in the Sisters Mosola. You can get more information about what to bring with you at go.friscomusjid.org/sandwich-making. And lastly, the Thanksgiving Umrah 2023 sign-up is still going on. It's from November 18th to 27th, and you can register at tinyurl.com/ICF Umrah 2023 or checking out the flyers on the tech board in the lobby or upstairs. Jazakallah, everybody. Assalamu alaikum.